This is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and the program you are about to hear is from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri.
When you step outside what God said, you say, well, what? Look, if you step outside the truth, what's left? A lie. Who's the father of it? That didn't take long to preach that, did it? Amen. I mean, what is there outside the truth? The lie. The only trustworthy source of truth is the Word of the living God. That's the reason other religions don't work. They're not the truth. Now, let me tell you something. Judaism, Christianity, these are not religions. Religions have been made from them. And a lot of messed up ideas about them. But, no. This is God and His family. It's not a religion. This is God and His people. Now, there's been all kinds of religions made, you know, out of that and everything. But no. That's simple, isn't it? Now, I was thinking about those peppers. Well, you know, he said the clouds came, cut the sun off, and the peppers went cold. Well, he said I could preach it, so I did. Now, let's go down to this 20th verse in Mark 4. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it. They hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. That means that they took a stand of faith in each one of these five things that Satan does. He's limited to these things. He changes their complexion and all of that, but they come right back down to the same basic thing. Persecution, affliction, for the word's sake, sown among thorns, such as hear the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lusts or pressures of other things entering in, choke the word, and it, the word, becomes unfruitful. It's the word that bears the fruit, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And it is your stand of faith on what God has already said. And you're consistently saying and doing what he says to say and do. And you consistently stay there until the Father has the opportunity and to bring it to pass. In order to do that, you're going to have to steadfastly stand and resist the devil. You're going to have to resist being offended. Now, I'm not talking about most of the people in this room. You've heard this. You know these things. I'm just reminding you today. The Lord's just reminding you today as you sit there and hear these words. He's reminding you of things you already know. And most of the time, it's not the big, glaring, knock-down, drag-out fights. You know better than to keep holding that. Oh, I believe you do. But there's a lot of little stuff that you didn't even repent over. particularly if the Democrats did it. Or the Republicans did it. Well, I mean, it's just kind of unwritten that you can hold against them, isn't it? I mean, after, no, it is not. It's written that you cannot hold against them. Come on now. In the body of Christ, the believers in the United States of America are the main problems that God has where the works of the devil are concerned, because we have been assigned the authority to do something about it. And until Christian people in this country began to stand up for Israel and begin to be counted and make our voices heard, and let some politicians know, if you come against them, you're coming against me, and I will not tolerate it. I'm a Zionist Christian. And I'm loud about it. Well, it changed things. Not just with politicians, but it changed things where the devil is concerned. Amen. Let's go over to 2 Chronicles. And while you're at it, go ahead and look up Isaiah chapter 1, 2 Chronicles. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 14. Now let's not just read through this. Let's take it slowly. If my people, now at one time, at the time this was written, the entire nation was responsible for it. But now things have changed since the birth, life, crucifixion, burial, the defeat of hell by Jesus, raised from the dead, and that name which is above every name, he exalted him and gave him his name which is above every name. Not a name, his name which is above every name. Now, notice what that does to this verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place. God promised that to Solomon, and his word still says what it says. Now, we are people called by his name. Amen. We are the grafted in people called by his name. So my people called by my name do this. That gives us spiritual authority over the nation. He didn't say it's the whole nation. He said, if my people called by my name. He's not talking about politicians. He's talking about my people called by my name. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, seek my way of doing things, seek my word, my ways. You seek somebody's face, you're going to hear what they say. And you have to humble yourself to it in order to accomplish that. Now, I want to look in the first chapter of the book of Isaiah. And let's begin reading here with the 18th verse. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Now that's an interesting statement. Let us reason together. Now reasoning outside of him, reason will cause mental chaos. You remember those fellows that came to Jesus one day and said, by what authority you do these things? And he said, okay, you answer me and I'll answer you. The baptism of John, was it of God or was it of men? They began to reason among themselves. And they said, now, if we say this, he'll say that. Well, now, right there is where they got off track. They ain't got any idea what he's going to say. Because they didn't know the word that he had based his statement on. Had they known the word of God upon which he based that statement, they could have told him exactly what he was asking them. But they didn't. So they're basing it on their own ideas and their own reasonings outside the word. And they said, if we say this, he'll do that. And if we do this, and the people will do that. And then, they said, we don't know. They couldn't answer. Well, then he went ahead and preached a message that answered their question, and they still didn't get it. The point being, if we reason with God, we have to take his word first and base all of our reasoning process on what he has already said. Well, what are we going to have to do to change this awful mess that these people have made out of this nation? We already know. We just read it. If my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear it and I'll heal the land. Is this not what Father Abraham did he sat right there and negotiated a peace deal with God all the way down to 10. Just 10 people in the nation. Just 10 people. Would you spare Sodom and Gomorrah? Terrible place. For just 10. God said, yeah, I'd do it for 10. Now, do you see where that puts a bunch of praying people like us? We're not even talking about all the people in the United States or anywhere else that are called by his name. There's a whole lot more than 10 of us in here. Abraham literally negotiated a peace deal with God and got it down to 10. If he'd have just gone down to 2, well, why didn't he go on down? Because it wasn't in his spirit to go down any further. He stopped exactly where he was supposed to stop, at 10. And by doing so, he established a known truth in heaven that was made record in the covenant of God. And now we know. We know that we can go before God, humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, and he'll heal the land. He will hear and he will heal the land.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we are happy that you have been with us for a session from our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Please contact us at billybrim.org, that's billybrim.org, or 1-800-972-3447, and please do mention that you've heard our radio broadcast. You can even write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.